Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Interesting stuff being said about our Detroit Tigers. We will get to today at 105. NFL has a stage today. Ceiling and the floor put out by CBS Sports. This is the ceiling and the floor for every NFL team. The ceiling for the Packers is 12-5, win the NFC North and win the Super Bowl. The floor is 12-5, win the NFC North and win the Super Bowl. That's actually not what it says.
I to be fair, I think the Packers are going to be very good.
I completely agree.
I mean, they're a really good football team. I happen to think the Lions are a little bit better. They may split the season series, but I think the Lions win the division. But I don't want it to be swept under the rug like we're joking about the Packers and don't think that they're a threat. I think they're a legitimate threat. I think that what Jordan Love did last year, and particularly in the second half of the season where he was the best quarterback in football, it's frustrating as hell because the Packers just did it again. And they've got such a young team around them. They've made additions to the defense, and I think it's a really, really good football team, and it's going to be a really spirited and competitive division for years to come.
Well, look, I mean, I do believe, let's be clear here, because we're joking a little bit, but it is the recent trend.
Well,
no doubt it's a recent trend as jump on board the pack train. Lions and Packers, especially if the Lions can get the better of the pack, and there's some back and forth, but as long as we're getting the better of the pack, I don't mind the back and forth. I don't mind there being a great rivalry. I don't mind there being a team that challenges Detroit. I think it'd be actually very funny if the Lions and Packers were so good that Chicago could never quite get into the fight and are always trying to get into the fight. So if the next few years it's Detroit and Green Bay battling it out atop this division and atop the NFC, I can see that future. I can totally see that future. And I think Chicago has so long to go. A lot of people feel like are even expediting their growth this year and putting them as a playoff team, which would be one hell of an achievement.
Oh, the guy from the one of those executives seems to think that the Bears are going to be right in the mix there.
Yeah, well.
And they might – look. Who knows what they're going to look like with Caleb Williams by the middle of the season? I think they'll be struggling to start with, but I think Caleb Williams is awfully good, and they've got a ton of talent around him. The Bears can be a problem for teams in the second half of the season. It may not be enough for them to make the playoffs, but they can make life for other teams really difficult,
yep,
including the Lions.
All right, E-Time, you ready for another edition of Who's on Top?
Always.
Okay. What we do is we find a list. Gator tries to guess what's at the top of the list, then the listeners help him finish it off. We call it Who's on Top. We'll get Gator's guesses here in a second. The topic today, these are the top-selling NFL jerseys so far in 2024. The top-selling NFL jerseys so far in 2024. Gator.
Old school.
We'll give you 3 guesses. Top-selling NFL jerseys.
All right, I still think that there's a Taylor Swift factor, so I'm going to go with Travis Kelce, although part of me wants to say a Taylor Swift Chiefs jersey, but I'll say it's a Travis Kelce jersey.
Okay.
I think Tyreek Hill. I think first of all, the Dolphins jersey is pretty cool, and Tyreek Hill is a really cool player and best receiver in football, so I'll put him there. And then I'll go with the first overall pick, the aforementioned Caleb Williams, the Chicago Bears.
Okay. Gator got 1 of the top 10.
Damn it.
He got 1 of the top 10. Which one do you think he got?
Kelce.
I will tell you right now, he got number 1.
Oh, is it Kelce?
Nope.
Good. Is it Caleb Williams?
Yep.
Here it is.
The top-selling jersey so far in 2024 is the Caleb Williams jersey. 248-539-9797. Gator had 3 guesses. He got 1 in the top 10. Help Gator round out the top 10. There are 9 left. Who do you think is on the list of the top-selling NFL jerseys? And again, stunningly, Travis Kelce is not one of them. Your reasoning is solid. It's funny because I had the list in hand and I hadn't thought about the fact that he wasn't in the top 10. And when you mentioned his name, I was like, oh my God, how's that possible? And my guess is the Swifties all bought their jerseys last year and have stopped buying.
It may have been.
They haven't had a jersey change or anything. So
might be a new one to buy this year.
In terms of...
Well, if she's going to break up with Travis on the 28th or whatever.
Get the Parker Hess jersey.
Yeah.
All right. Help Gator round out the top 10. Who's on top? 248-539-9797. Well, we just lost the first guy. I was about to guess. Your guesses on what jerseys are in the top 10 selling jerseys in the National Football League so far in 2024. And again, if you missed it, Caleb Williams is the number one jersey. Let's go to Nick. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nick.
Hi. I was going to guess Tua.
Tua?
I hope you just said that just to piss Doug off.
I'm not mad. You can't get Doug mad. Football starts today. Doug's not mad. Gator, Tua Tagovailoa. Do you think he made the top 10?
I do not.
He did not. 248-539-9797.
What about Hawk Tua? Is that jersey in the top 10?
It is not. Did you hear what her podcast is called?
The Hawk Tua Girls podcast?
Yeah.
No.
I think it's Hawk Talk.
Oh, what her podcast is called?
Yeah, Hawk Talk.
Cash in while you can.
I guess. Josh, you're next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Josh.
Hello. I'm going to go with Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey. Gator, do you think Christian McCaffrey made the top 10?
No.
Christian McCaffrey did not make the top 10. 248-539-9797. I was a little surprised by that. But nine are still out there. Nine of the top 10 selling jerseys.
Did Dabo Swinney make the list?
Dabo Swinney did not make the list. Nine of the 10 top selling jerseys are still out there. No Dabo. Or Debo. Well, I guess I just gave that away. Debo's not in the top 10 either. Jeez. 2-4. Huh?
You're new, this whole thing. It's okay.
But with that said,
there's no Debo Samuel.
They're all familiar names. I think people keep calling up and keep saying the same names over and over and over. Caleb Williams has been guessed. Travis Kelce has been guessed. Who else did you have? Tyreek Hill's been guessed. Christian McCaffrey's been guessed. Tua Tagovailoa has been guessed. All right, let's go to Kyle. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing today, man?
Good. All right.
Hey, what about St. Brown? I've been seeing around Detroit a lot. Is he on it?
Amon-Ra St. Brown. Do you think he made the list?
I do not.
Checks in at number 7.
My man!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Way to go,
Kyle.
Down
in the dark, fellas.
Well done, my friend.
Since way back, man.
That's
appreciate
awesome.
You guys.
No, I appreciate the guess. And you got one. 248-539-9797.
Wow. When was the last time this happened? Like right? Calvin?
Might be. Ahmad, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Ahmad?
What's going on?
Hey, Ahmad.
C.J. Stroud, easily, Ohio State.
C.J. Stroud, he no longer plays for Ohio State. It would be a Houston Texans jersey.
Texans,
yeah, it's quite all right. Gator, do you think C.J. Stroud made the top 10?
I do.
Checks in at number 5, C.J. Stroud.
Nice.
Yep, well done. 248-539-9797.
Nice.
Paul is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Come right, on.
The gritty. Justin Jefferson, no brainer.
Justin Jefferson. Do you think Justin Jefferson made the top 10?
Yes.
He did not make the top 10. He's on the outside looking
look at
in. 248-539-9797.
Minnesota. That's
Kyle and Flint, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, Kyle.
Kyle? Hey.
Yeah, you.
Go ahead.
No, it's Carl. I'm sorry.
Oh, Carl.
Hey, Carl. Go ahead.
Cool. Hey, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. You think Mahomes still is selling jerseys?
Gotta be.
He's number 6 on the list. Well done, Kyle. 248-539-9797. Paul in Ann Arbor. You're next here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Paul?
It's got to be Jack Campbell.
Jack Campbell. I did not buy any.
You bought them all.
Gator, do you think that Jack Campbell's on the list?
No.
He is not. We go to Nate. That's funny. Nate is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Jordan Love.
Jordan Love. Do you think Jordan Love made the top 10?
No.
He did not. 248-539-9797. Al, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Al.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How we doing, sir?
Hey, with the change in teams, I'm thinking Saquon Barkley going to Philadelphia is all of a sudden a hot item.
Do you think a Saquon Barkley jersey is selling enough to be in the top 10 of NFL selling jerseys?
No.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Oh. Number two.
Is it number
he's
two?
Number two.
Wow.
Yeah. Well done.
You know, I started to think about, you know, Eagle fans buy jerseys.
Yep.
They love the jersey.
Yep.
And they got a new one to buy now, a new one to add to the collection.
Yep.
New one to spill some cheese whiz on.
With or without onions?
No, it's wit.
Wit?
Okay. Wit is with the cheese.
Yeah. No, with the onions.
Let's go to Ernie. You're next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Ernie.
Wait.
Hello there, guys.
Hey.
My guess would be Aiden Hutchinson.
Aiden Hutchinson. Do you think Hutch made the top 10?
No.
He did not. 248-539-9797. One more. Sean, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Sean.
How's it going?
Good. Who you got?
So I said one at first, but I think, how about Sam LaPorta?
Sam LaPorta, Gator, do you think Sam LaPorta made it?
No.
Number 10.
Sam LaPorta's on the list.
Sam LaPorta made the list.
We have two. Lions have at least two.
Yep. We'll come back and tell you who else made the top 10 in NFL jersey sales so far in 2024.
Wow.
Two Lions made it. 97.1 the ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.